This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Hour 2, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott on Friday. And you know what? We were like, you guys want this guest? You want that guest? And Barton and I were like, no, we want to talk to the people. That's what we want to do. We want to have a conversation with those who listen to the show and make them part of the conversation. Make them part of the guests. Make them put them on the Goodyear Hotline. So that's what we're going to do. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. As we used to say in the old days, Bart, when we were just in New York, the buffet is open.
the bell would happen.
But you had a bell Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll get the bell on Monday.
Did we get an official answer if I can have a jockstrap on or not?
Yeah, I actually got a text saying if Bart shows up in a jockstrap, he will be escorted off the property and never allowed to return.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Mickey. I'm sorry.
But not Minnie.
Mickey walks around in a damn Speedo.
Well, I mean, no, he doesn't.
He's skin tight.
Red short. All right. Let's not do that.
Okay.
But you know what? We did have the opening day for baseball yesterday, and it was a busy one. Now, the only teams that didn't play are the Mets and the Nationals, and they won't play now this entire weekend. Jeff Passan is reporting. So the Mets won't start until Monday. So we'll have to wait for the likes of Pete Alonso and Jacob deGrom and Francisco Lindor. And Francisco Lindor, as you know, signed that 10-year extension for $341 million. My goodness. The third highest. Their third highest is a total salary, right, in baseball history. And for Lindor, that's now a decade he will be in New York with, of course, New York's other baseball team, Bart.
I just need him to stay out of the heights. Don't pull a Bartolo. Don't be going out to the heights and having 3-4 families, man. I need you to stay focused.
Well, you know what? Lindor did sound excited about it regardless. Here's what it sounded like.
I'm honored. I'm blessed. I'm humbled by this opportunity. To be in this organization for the next 11 years is an honor. It's a privilege to wear blue and orange. I'm so excited. I'm pumped. And my goal at the end of all of this is that we made this organization the greatest organization, and everybody wants to come play for the New York Mets.
You're going to be a Met now until you're 38 years old. What is the kind of the concept in your mind of that far off in the future?
I'll be a bad mother effer. That's it. That's all I got to tell you.
There's your drop. If you're a Mets fan, you're going to run through a wall when you hear that.
I thought
you would react a lot differently, Bart. I thought this was right up your alley.
No, I missed it. I
asked him about like what he thinks of like him in the next, you know, like 10 years from now, and he says, I'll be a bad mother effer.
Okay. I can rock with that. Listen, I like him, right? He reminds me a lot of Tatis. He's a guy that can be the face and help kind of modernize. Yeah, he can help modernize, I believe, the game of baseball to young. Listen, New York's a baseball town, so they're going to appreciate him a little bit more here than anywhere else because we appreciate our athletes because we understand the difficulty and how hard we make it for them when they slump and how much pressure they're under to perform. Even though New York hasn't won anything in a long time, it's still a pressure cooker where we put a lot more pressure because of the media outlets, because of the, you know, the scrutiny that you're going to face, and the fact that he's going to embrace that and he's willing to embrace that, I think only emboldens and empowers the rest of his teammates because it takes tremendous amount of pressure off of Pete Alonso. He's the one that has the big contract, so it allows Pete Alonso to be able to swing free. You know, you look at who's going to be the core of this young team right now, right? You think about Conforto. What does this mean for Conforto long term? You know, Pete Alonso. You think about Dom Smith. You think about DeGrom, who's in more in the middle part of his career. I think, you know, they have a nice young core, and we know now finally the owner will spend money. This means everybody will come over here and be happy. They'll come over here and say, you know what? If I play well, I'll get an opportunity to get paid. So it's no more a Yankees town where, you know, they're now competing for the same free agents, for the same people, and they got a lot of the same type of analytic philosophies now that they beefed up the analytical department as well, and they no longer have a Commodore 64. They got all the good computers now.
They're not sharing that computer with Dave Gettleman. Is that what you're saying?
Dave Gettleman got two now. He got a Microsoft Pro. The league gave it to him.
Tune into baseball's opening weekend. Mike Trout and the Angels. He, by the way, is the guy with the highest salary all time. They host the White Sox. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. and at 8:30 p.m. on ESPN TV. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So, okay, Lindor, big star. He's hoping for big things with the Mets, wanting the Mets to become the team.
Yep.
Maybe not just in New York, but around the league.
Yeah.
But right now, the Yankees, you would say, in New York, would be the team, right? Like, they still are. And the expectations, like you said, now the Mets, you have that real expectation. You don't have that thought of, well, it's the Mets. They're going to go shoestring budget. And, you know, if they draft well, like they did a couple of years ago, and they have a magical run and somehow get to a World Series, all well and good, but you don't feel it's sustainable.
Right.
Now that changes. Now you believe maybe it could be. Well, the Yankees now, this is going on for them 11 years without reaching the World Series, which is tied for the third longest drought in franchise history, a franchise that has been around since the 1920s. Right, think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
This is, for them, this is a long time without a World Series appearance. So forgive me if after the first of 162 games, there's maybe a little bit of anxiety when you watch something that is becoming sort of Groundhog Day with this team and the way this team is built, the all or nothing. The home run or strikeout kind of approach. All right, Gary Sanchez shows up and released the Kraken. He hits a bomb. All right, that's a way to get the year going. Gary Sanchez, who didn't have the best spring training, but that's what you want to see. Gerrit Cole on the mound. He's supposed to win this game. The Blue Jays are a scrappy team. They're going to be a good team. But the Yankees are supposed to win this game. They're supposed to win this series. Yep. And when they open the season and there's fans at in the ballpark in the boogie down, you're like, let's have a party. And instead it was whiff, 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 whiff. How many strikeouts, Bart, was it? 13, I believe, which was a opening day record for the Yankees, of course.
Listen, they never changed their approach, man. It's like all or nothing. And all you want is a couple contact hitters.
All or nothing became nothing.
You just want a couple contact hitters in that thing, man. And, like, listen, all Judge had to do, contact, high leverage situations. You know, we talk about, listen, I mean, I'm not going to keep beat a dead horse. But, I mean, I know Judge is, this is an important season for Judge, right? Like, we, last year, we expected Judge to kind of be what DJ LeMahieu was, a guy that hits for average. And I know he gets a lot of walks, and I know that he has a good slugging percentage. But, like, you expect him to, he comes up so
it's
small.
It's about the big spot.
Yeah, he
it's
comes up so
big
small.
Spot. So,
yes.
So, seventh inning, right? Bases loaded.
Yep.
One out. Ground ball into a double play. And then there's the 10th inning, which we'll get to the fact that you start with a runner on second thing, which I thought that was dead. I thought that was a bubble thing. I didn't think we were really going to do this going forward. Even the players, even the Toronto players, like, oh, that's right, they're going to put a guy on second. They totally forgot. Like, why are we doing this? But then you have it's a fly ball, right field, which is Aaron Judge's office. It's Judge's chambers out there. All right, and it looks like he struggled a little bit with the fly ball, couldn't get to it, and then misplaced the carom, scores the run. It's just little stuff like that with Judge. That I don't know. This is such a big year for him, Bart. It's a huge year that he's got. And Pete Alonso, we had on, and you heard Pete Alonso even throwing a little shade, like, "Hey, I'm available." So Aaron Judge not only has to be available this year,
got to be durable
because he's got to get paid. It's get available, show us what you showed us as a rookie, because since then, they might have been injuries that are maybe unavoidable, whatever it is. I don't know, but eventually it gets to a point where I can't count on the fact that you're going to be in the lineup for the most part, and then are you going to produce?
Yeah.
So I think he's reaching a point in his career.
And he's 28. He's not a baby anymore.
It's time to know.
He's 28 years old, and his birthday is actually the same day as my son's, April 26th. So he's about to be 29 years old. Yep. I mean, that is an old man in baseball. He hasn't even got paid yet. So are you giving him a 10-year deal? Are you giving Aaron Judge a deal till he's 39 years old? I'm not sure about that. But if he's going to make an argument, he's going to have to not only be available, he's going to have to come up big and damn near be the MVP of the league, which we know that he has the talent. But I wonder, you talk about that short portion. You talk about how much he knows it. I wonder now, is he trying to make sure that he doesn't play the game recklessly because laying out, he hurt his wrist or hurt his ribs or something the other year, right? Diving for a ball.
Subconsciously,
he's like, man, I can't be reckless and diving over here because if I get an injury, it's going to set me back, and I don't want to come here. So, I mean, That's a real thought that could be going through his head now because he knows how important it is for him to play well. He's like, hey, man, I need to play not just well. I need to play a lot of games because that's what they're going to use against me in arbitration. Are you still up for arbitration or is he a free agent next year?
I've got to look that up about his arbitration years, where he is, the arb years, and then, of course, free agency. But eventually he also wants the team to just say, we're going to give you the contract because you're worth it at this point. And it's each year it's like, all right, well, you know, based on your availability and everything else. But it's not just the availability part. To me, it's also the clutch part.
Yeah, clutch.
That's something I think if you're going to be a star, if they're going to put you in the same conversation as Jeter, and you have all the qualities, everything you would want a New York athlete to be, everything about him, there's nothing bad you can say about the guy.
Great guy.
But as we like him, we also now start waiting for, all right, I kind of need a reason to keep believing in you. And so, you know, game one did not go the way of, hey, maybe this is going to be Judge's year. And I know we've got 161 to go. I get it. But still, this is New York. We do overreact.
He's the first
I take this time to apologize to absolutely nobody. Let's grab some calls, Bart. Let's do that. We got
a lot of people
on hold.
Let's talk to our people.
Get into the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But before we do that, I do want to read a tweet to you.
Okay.
As we were talking about the Jets earlier, this is from CD2K. He's got a big Jets logo in his Twitter handle as well. Big Jets fan.
CD2K.
And he said, hey, Bart.
Let me write that down.
You were a Jets rental. Go back to Baltimore, Detroit. Han can go back to mowing his lawn, too. Zach Wilson is our pick.
Really? You say that to me? You say that to me? I have you shining shoes in Pelican Bay. Don't you ever talk to me like that. I was a rental. I was one of the best things that ever happened to you. I helped turn this thing around. I gave you a presence. I gave you a face. Don't you ever talk to me like that. And guess what? I'm still over there putting in work.
Guess
what? You'll be surprised how many people over there call me to ask my opinion about decisions that they make. Miss Hawkins. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, Miss Hawkins. I earned my way here with the Jets. I left DNA out there with the Jets. I played hurt one missed game all of my career. I played it. I laid it on the line. And even when I had a toe that was destroyed, I still gave you 13 games on it with a toe with no ligament in it that was sticking up in the air wearing a shoe with a false top. Ouch. Don't you ever disrespect me like that. I smacked the taste out of your mouth.
He had a follow-up tweet. Do you want me to read that one too?
Oh, let me take a drink of water.
Like 6 minutes later.
Yeah.
Bart Scott's claim to fame is a quote.
Yep.
Except failed to deliver a Super Bowl berth.
Yep.
So not quite even a side street, let alone Broadway.
Yep.
Bro, you are rental. Zach Wilson is going to erase anything left of your lease in New York.
Oh, okay. So
this guy's all about Zach Wilson and doesn't like that.
So it's been 11 years since I left? How you guys doing so far?
How many
playoff games you won? Okay, exactly. I probably got more road wins in the playoffs than you have as an organization. So miss me with that.
Well, all right. Now
you want me to do the math.
It's time for me to take some smoke now. All right, you had yours.
Okay.
All right, I like reading mean tweets. It's kind of fun sometimes. It's a little cathartic.
Exactly.
So now it's time to go to Rich in New York, who apparently now wants to call me out.
Okay.
Richie?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, how's it going?
Get the smoke off of me, Rich.
You know what? You guys are talking about Aaron Judge and his lack of availability. I think Allen Hines got a little bit of availability questions as well.
Why is that?
Especially after after a big Knicks loss, it feels like he's never on the show.
Well, he's been doing KJZ. He's been doing footprints. He's been helping carry the programs.
He's been doing two-a-days. I don't know why he can't do a two-a-day when the Knicks have a bad loss.
Damn.
He gets up
that?
At 4:30. Listen.
So do I. Listen.
Well, don't tell me so do I. Don't tell me so do I, Richie. Are you waking up at 3 a.m. and then staying up till midnight, Sonny? I don't think so.
You're not
smart.
I got a little kid,
my
man.
My company
that's
takes
every day
care of
me
and says, you know what?
Nobody after told you to shoot up the club. Nobody told you to shoot up the club.
Listen, man, I just think it's a little suspect. I mean, you do two a day, but not when the Knicks have a bad loss. It's just something I noticed.
Well, that's the one day we give him off. Can I explain? Listen, we give Allen a day off after he does that because he's up at 12 o'clock.
You know,
he gets up at 4:30.
You what? That's it. You want it all? I'll give you it all. Is that what it is? Huh? Is that what it is? You want it all?
I just
you want
listen,
me on that
I'd like
you
to call in on those days and have I just like to talk to you on those days, Alan. You do a great job, just like Aaron Judge. You got all the talent in the world. You just got to come in on those days when the Knicks lose. That's all I'm asking.
He just has to be available.
Richie comes.
That's all I'm asking.
Listen, we have to allow Allen to be a front runner, man.
Yeesh. You know, it just so happened I just wanted one
more quick point, guys.
Go ahead.
About Major League Baseball and canceling these games. I mean, full disclosure, I'm a Mets fan, so it's real disappointing that this series was canceled. But I don't understand why they need to cancel these games if they should be having all these players in the taxi squad. I mean, I think about the NFL, right? Like when Denver Broncos, you know, they had to put a wide receiver out there at quarterback. They didn't cancel the games.
It's an outdoor sport. Outdoor transmission
is not the same as indoor.
That's the first thing you said that we agree with.
We were talking about this during the break, Richie, and it's funny because, like, in the NBA, when a player tests positive, they just kind of put him in quarantine, but the team keeps going.
A game or two has been
postponed just to make sure that they do the contact tracing, they figure it out, and they go forward. In the NFL, like you mentioned, the Broncos, they were playing. They figured it out. They had a game. There were some games, though, if you remember, but pushed up. Remember, we played a game on almost every day of the week.
Right.
So it's not as if, like, games were played despite it. They were pushed up a little bit. But
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know where the taxi squad is for Washington, but, like, get them up here and let's play.
I just think they want to make sure that whatever the issue is, they just figure it out. Richie, we got to let you go. Thank you, man.
Shouldn't punish the Mets, though. Shouldn't punish the Mets, and they have to make a game up and do a doubleheader because you can't keep your, you know, because you have an outbreak, right?
So it's one of those things, right?
You should be forced to have to play with your backups, your replacement players.
Bart, when do we get to a point where a team, like, where you start to, like, punish the team?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't punish the Marlins.
Everybody else is clean, and you guys got to come in, and then one guy gets it. Now the couple, like, what did you do?
Yeah, and not only messes up this series, but it messes up the next one because it throws the schedule off. So now you got to look at the open schedule and figure out how you got to reschedule these games and do double headers. Well, I got to do a double header. I want to have my guys rested. I want to have my bats rested. I want to have my guys ready to go. I want my guys to be able to have time to study their opponent in between time. I don't want them to have to come do double headers. You know, that's not my fault. That's a you problem.
That is a you problem. Let's go. Let's see. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Josh out in Washington. Josh.
Oh, man. They had great apples out in Washington.
What's happening?
Hey, man. I live in a town of 300 people out here in La Crosse. I listen to you all every morning. I'm really happy to get on, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Send me some apples, man.
there's no apples out here, dude. It's a myth, bro. I'm telling you. We got onions. Potatoes. Man. Anyway, I live in the middle of the wheat
field. You got onions,
and
all
right. That's where we get.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, so Seattle Seahawks and this offensive line issue, I know that we are defensive and a running team, and I'm not really on this whole Russell Cookin train. I really think we should get back to what defending, you know, winning championships, man, running the football down people's mouths and hitting people in the face.
Yeah, see,
what do you guys got to say?
What the problem is, without Griffin there, You signed Dunlap back, but Dunlap's like 33, 34 years old. Now, I know he seemed like he found his way. You still got to figure out if you're going to get KJ Wright back. But now it's like the Legion of Boom. It's like it's still some members left, and they're getting old. And it's like, okay, we it's great to sign Lockett, but you better get Jamal Adams locked up before he starts to see free agency. I mean, you mess around and you lose Russell Wilson next year, and he's saying, hey, I'm not going to sign an extension. I want to become a free agent and just franchise tag me. Because right now, when you look at within that division, you probably are the fourth best team as far as personnel, as far as man for man, talent for talent. You look at the other teams within that division, they are young and they're prime. They remind me of you guys when you guys were overtaking San Francisco within the division with Bowman, with Alden Smith, and all those, you know, Justin Smith before they got old overnight. It seems like the Seattle team is getting old overnight, and they have to push the refresh button, but they haven't done a good enough job in drafting.
Yeah, that certainly has been an issue there, draft. That usually is what happens when you have a great team and your cap space is compromised and you don't draft well.
And your quarterback,
that's how it all falls apart. You can keep a dynasty going by, of course, drafting well and being able to supplement some of those needs.
Or being Tom Brady and just say, my wife's rich, I'll just play for $1,000.
Yeah, we have that too, yeah. So we appreciate Josh there calling from Washington, from La Crosse, as he was telling us they have onions, they don't have apples. Bart,
send me some smothered potatoes then, man. Shoot. Something.
You're always hungry, aren't you? All right. Well, you know what I'm hungry
for?
Right now. Audiophiles. And as we teased it earlier on, you hear from Lincoln Riley in Audiophiles and what he says about Baker Mayfield and not only in the difference for him and why he had a different season in year three, but maybe perhaps something we could learn about Sam Darnold from this quote. So you definitely want to listen and definitely want to stay listening with us for that. All that's coming up. We'll continue with your calls. And remember, we're going to finish with calls as well. So if you're on hold, stay on hold, because we will get to you before the end of the show. But Bart now has this from ZipRecruiter.
Good news for baseball fans. You will be allowed to attend games this season where you sit in pods. With your group and business everywhere are making a gradual shift towards normalcy, to which means more of this. That's where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter matchmaking technology finds people with the right experience for your job and invites them to apply. No wonder why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free only at ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. Let me say that again. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free only at ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Get your candidate. Back after this, your calls.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, on your smart speaker. I mean, wherever you find us, that's where you can find us. Just use our name. Just say our name. Say my name. Say my name.
This is what I need.
And then you could Google it. Google it. You know, you can talk to Siri about it. You can talk to Alexa about it. It doesn't matter. Whoever you talk to about it, it'll be like, say Bart and Hahn. They're like, oh, yeah, I got you.
How you
got
to say it? You got to say Bart and Hahn. Like that. If not, they'll send you somewhere else.
And I just want to see if we sound sexier in the studio on Monday.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Are we going to dim the lights? We should get a scroll ball. We should get a ball with the scroll lights.
Excuse me? Hey, what?
Oh, you know what it would be. Disco light.
Strobe light.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, since you was on Dance Fever.
I was not on Dance Fever. I'm not that old. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. They have Lego figures of us, by the way, everybody.
Oh, dope.
And the Lego figures are cool. It's real Legos. Like, they made Bart and Hahn Legos.
It's 3D.
Like Lego,
so it's 3D.
Made us, and it's awesome. And they're really cool, Bart, except for one thing.
You got a little gray on the side?
A little gray. Yeah, they had to put gray Legos over my ear on the side here.
Is it gray with white? Is it just straight gray?
It's just gray.
So you kind of look like the guy on Fantastic Four, the little stretchy dude. Remember when they went and he had the gray on the side?
He had
loyal followers, man. That's not a bad thing.
It'd be nice if I had some loyal followers.
They like that. They like
that guy calling me out for, like, taking –
the whole salt and pepper is a thing right now.
Yeah,
now, I got my first gray hair maybe I think like a couple months ago. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, you know who's done it well? Man, Dr. J, man, has done it well, man.
Dr. J,
he looks better with the salt and pepper hair than he did when he was playing, man. He's aged great. If I can age like Dr. J, man, I'll be winning. Cause he's somebody's cougar. So what do you call it? What do you call it, like a?
Excuse me.
What do you call it, like an old man, a silver fox, or what the hell you call it?
Silver fox is what they would.
Yeah.
That'd be the phrase that some people might use.
So listen, as I said that, why did my son come look at me like I was crazy? He looked at the window like, yo, what you talking about, son?
Wondering what the hell
you're because he never hears me talk because they're usually at school. They're on spring break. We just got back. We've been gone for a week, right? So now he looking at me like, dog, this how you talk? They pay you for this? I'm like, son, hey, man. The people loves me. Like, the funny thing is, like, when I'm out, right, you know, so I'm down there, when I'm out, like, people always show me love, and they look at me like I'm the biggest dork and nerd that you've ever seen in your life. Like, so to my kids, I'm not cool. But to other people's kids, I'm cool. Right? So I'm taking pictures. Everybody's day, bro, can I do this? Right.
And they think nothing of it. And they look like, Bart Scott? Like, yeah, whatever.
They're looking like, yeah, he gets on my nerves. Like, you know, all the funny stuff I say, he irks me.
Why does Stevie B have to put a picture on Twitter of John Travolta now dancing on the disco floor on Saturday Night Fever? Like, is this what I need right now?
You the teenager in the back, like, dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But you know what I'm saying? What right now, although just quickly to update, so the Nationals, so again, Nationals-Mets, that series this weekend has been postponed. The Nationals have 4 positives, 5 other players additionally in quarantine, none of them eligible to play in their next series, which they still plan to play, according to reports, on starting Monday. They get to play the Braves. So that's the plan right now. Mike Rizzo is saying that right now, that they do plan to play the Braves on Monday. Max Scherzer would be the starter. The Mets would play the Phillies on Monday, so they get the weekend off. So you have to wait a weekend if you're a Mets fan or a Nationals fan to see your team play. Meanwhile, you don't have to wait any longer for everything we have teased that you will now hear on a segment we call Audio Files. So the Dallas Mavericks are in New York City tonight to play the New York Knicks. And, of course, that means the return of Kristaps Porzingis to Madison Square Garden. And there'll be a smattering of fans. About 2,000 fans are allowed in the building. And I wonder how his reception will be. The Mavs are playing a lot better. The Knicks do own their first-round pick. So, of course, everybody's just hoping for an absolute tank by the Mavs. But it looks like they will make the playoffs. But still,
we don't want them to make the playoffs, right? Because the Knicks have their pick.
We don't. That's the whole point, right? You want them to be a lottery team, but they have played a lot better. And Luka Doncic has been, you know, fantastic as always. But Porzingis has played better since a really bad start to the season for him, and had everybody wondering, is he really the right fit in Dallas? Meanwhile, with his return to New York, he was asked, "How much do you miss it here?"
Yeah, I do. I miss the city. I miss this place. A lot of great memories. Every time I come back, it's special. You know, a lot of people here still, you know, recognize me and show me love and show me support. So it's always good to come back.
Yeah, he misses New York, all right.
He missed that. He missed that nightlife. He missed the heights. He missed going out to Strong Island. He missed Scarlett. Yeah, he missed the girls at Scarlett. Hey, baby. Book scholarships for everybody. Porzingis is in the building. Get your book scholarships.
I wonder now. I don't. I'm trying to think. Is there anyone left that he was teammates with? I'm not joking. Frank Ntilikina might be the.
Yep,
Frank's probably the only one left that he was teammates with. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know who else misses New York? JJ Redick. And he may be the one man, the one person who can tank the season. Doink! Put me in the game.
It's funny. He is right. He's with Dallas now, and you saw all that problems that he had. He called out the Pelicans for lying to him about saying that they would work it out and help him get back closer to where he lived. His family lives in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
and he wanted to come back up this way, whether it's for the Nets, like a buyout option would have been that buy him out and then he comes play for the Nets,
The league would have boycotted that one, man. Like, that's just like, come on, Nets, really?
And JJ Joe Harris, oh my goodness.
Yeah, like, come on, stop. Yeah.
So anyways, that's on that front. Audio Files continues on Bart and Han. So let's move on to Robert Kraft and the Patriots, something we talked about earlier in the show, and how Robert Kraft said something really interesting about the quarterback situation with this team, and that he feels like what he's got in Cam Newton is something that they needed to put better talent around him. But he didn't just mention Cam Newton, which was interesting. Listen to this.
You have to do it through the draft. I don't feel we've done the greatest job the last few years, and in fairness to Cam, I'm not sure he had the proper weapons around him. I don't know that Jared has ever really gotten a fair shot. So this isn't something where you get algebraic formulas. Think of all the personnel whizzes who passed for six rounds on Tom Brady. One way or another, we have to get that position solidified.
Hey, Bart, is he calling out Bill Belichick here about some bad drafts, which is something I know you've said before? And then he mentioned Stidham saying he never really got a fair shot.
Isn't that something? The owner is making excuses about Jared Stidham, but here we don't give Sam Darnold any excuses to get an opportunity to play with a competent coach and play with talent around him. But but he's giving Jared Stidham and Cam Newton, who's an MVP, a former MVP, gets more consideration than Sam Darnold. And what he's saying is listen, we lucked up on a quarterback. We got to hit like that again because we're stuck behind the tailpipe, right? You're looking at the fact that we don't have a quarterback, so now we have to outspend our problems. You know, we saw him spend the same way that Jerry Reese spent when he had bad draft after bad draft, and he said, no, we know this isn't sustainable. This isn't a sustainable model because as these players get more and more expensive, what about our young guys that we have to pay eventually? We won't be able to afford them, so we're going to have to break it up. We need to hit in the draft. We need to find some way to solidify the quarterback position. Cam Newton is the long-term answer. Jared Stidham is the long-term answer, but we got to get a good enough squad around him so if we find somebody who could be the answer, we can identify, because we can't identify anybody with the trash we put out there last year.
He didn't sound happy about their job in the draft, no doubt about it. So keep an eye on the Patriots in the draft, not just in free agency coming up. All right, last but not least, in audio files, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, is Lincoln Riley. And we talked to him yesterday on KJZ. He's the coach of Oklahoma. Now, he's had some great quarterbacks come through, including Kyler Murray, including Jalen Hurts, another starter now with the Eagles. And, of course, one of his most popular ones being Baker Mayfield, who was a great success story there. As the top pick with the Browns. And with the Browns, he was almost, as Bart mentioned earlier in the show, he was almost completely out. Like, people thought, this guy can't play, that this guy's a bum. And then a year later, now we're talking about what kind of extension is Baker Mayfield going to get and how well he played under a new coach and with a team that has some talent. And Lincoln Riley said something very interesting about how Baker Mayfield was able to figure it out in Cleveland.
I think they finally had some stability, and not just purely with the coaching staff, but with the kind of offense they're running, some of the players around them. I mean, the guys had, however many head coaches and however many different coordinators, guys calling the plays, trying to, design and package the offense in the beginning of his NFL career. I mean, if you're trying to script what would help make a young quarterback successful, like, what's happened there in Cleveland would be the anti of that. But he is, he's kind of hung on. He's really, really meshed well with Stefanski. And I think those guys have had an offensive system that he could really settle into and really learn and get comfortable with. I think you saw a little bit of what this could be that second half of the year. And another guy that I think is, just to have some continuity coming back to be able to work through this offseason and really, even dive deeper into this same system and not be, learning a different system like he's had to do every single year is a huge plus for him.
Bart, why am I thinking of Sam Darnold as I'm listening to him talk about Baker Mayfield and how he suddenly has figured it out?
As Sam Darnold would be going into his third offense. He'll be going to his third offense, learn his third offense in 3 years, right? So, I mean, I think you think about what they did. They solidified the offensive line. It wasn't that the fact that they had Beckham that put him over the top. It wasn't Beckham at all, because actually they played better without Odell Beckham. It was a strong running game, and it was good tight ends. So what are you saying to the Jets? You're saying, hey, go get Sewell. And then go out there and get ATN right there to give you a 1-2 punch back there with Coleman and ATN to give you some good down the field stuff. And then go get Zach Ertz. So now you have Herndon and Zach Ertz. You have somebody that control the middle of the field. Bada boom, bada bing. You already got the guys on the outside. You got the guy in the slot that you believe in. So listen, take note. Like, sometimes you have to learn from your peers. And your peers have showed you that you have to protect the quarterback. So if you're the Jets, protect the quarterback. You can't protect the quarterback if you're going out and spending your first-round draft pick on a quarterback. Because guess what? That's a pick that you can use as a dynamic playmaker or as somebody that can protect the quarterback that you got that's only 2 years older than a dude that's coming fresh out of college that we've never seen play against good competition. You're going to put him in this division against the Buffalo Bills, against the Miami Dolphins, against Bill Belichick? No way. I'll pass. Thank you. I'll stay with the guy I got.
Very interesting stuff there from Lincoln Riley. Very interesting, and also a great take there from Bart Scott. All right, that's Audio Files, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. So coming up, as we finish the week off, and we head into the weekend, Easter weekend, for those who celebrate it, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do what we always do. We're going to take your calls. We're going to continue with the conversation. We're going to open the buffet up. Anything you want to talk about in the world of sports, any of your own takes, and, of course, any responses to anything we had to say today as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the number. You can tweet at us if you want, at Bart and Han on Twitter. You can also send DMs to Bart on Instagram. He likes like naval pics and
Naval pics. I love back pics.
Back tats, so, lower back.
Low back.
Yeah,
the hairier the better.
That's all right. Let me just threw up my mouth. So
Teen
we'll
Wolf.
Oh boy. Okay. Why don't you then, while we're doing this,
that's fresh.
Tell us a little more about Hello Fresh.
Oh, HelloFresh. Okay, speaking of HelloFresh and eating, stop eating the same old every night and change things up with HelloFresh. They're America's number one meal kit for a reason. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes and high quality ingredients picked at their peak of ripeness. It's also 28% cheaper than going shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than going out to a restaurant. You know, we did the math without sacrificing the same quality, according to Zagat Dining Survey. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping for a limited time only. Limited time, that means like it ain't going to last forever, so hurry up and do it now. That's HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code 12 for 12 free meals. It's your calls. You're up next. You're the star. This is your segment. You better call in or I'm going to go ahead and close my mouth. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, heading into the weekend. Plan was to take a lot of calls here and just have a great time with all of you, but we don't have that much time. How much time, Connor, how much time do we have to take calls here?
2 minutes. Just take one. Just take one.
We have 1 minute and 2 seconds.
Just so take
here's
one.
Here's the play. We're not going to say a damn thing. We're going to get your take, each one of you. So you got to be quick. Let's see if we can do this. Let's first go to Joe in Florida as fast as you can, Joe. Quickly.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was going to ask a question, but my take, Bart Scott, I do appreciate the story from about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You told me about your last memory at Texas Stadium, and I've researched that game since then, and I appreciate you bringing it back because y'all torched us with like 250 yards rushing on the last game, and I appreciate what you did in the NFL. You're a badass.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we talked Willis McGahee. We talked LaRon McClain. Right. Went for 60 yards right up the gut, same play. They ain't want no smoke.
See, there you go. And now I've come here like – Connor's going to say 10 seconds any second now. I'm just waiting for 10 seconds, and it's time to go. Zags, UCLA, Houston, Baylor. I'm taking Zags. I'm taking Baylor. I want to see it. I want to see Gonzaga and Baylor in the championship game Monday night. Let's hopefully get it. Everybody have a great weekend. Happy Easter if you celebrate it, Bart. I'll see you Monday in studio, baby.
Zags, you're going down. I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.